Blog Talk Radio.
AKA Lady Diva for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I have a great evening tonight, a musical journey with Araya Elan. Are you with me this evening, Miss Elan?
I am. I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's a catchy song, Smile.
I was just dancing.
I was too. It's a catchy song, and that's actually the
first time I
heard it. And Miss Elan, you got it going on there.
Thank you.
So tell briefly about yourself. Welcome everyone for tuning in. We have a singer-songwriter, Miss Araya Elan. Go ahead and tell briefly about yourself. Who inspired you into getting into the music industry and singing?
Well, I was born and raised basically in my father's church. You know, I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina, and he was a Southern Baptist pastor. So like so many African American people, you know, I grew up singing in his church. Always loved it. But my dear mother is the one who encouraged me to get my education, pursue that. And as she said, you can always sing, you know. And I went to college and then law school, became an entertainment attorney. And all along, I was still pursuing my passion of writing and songwriting. And I started an independent record company, which still exists today. That's called CC Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, my website is ariaelan.com, ariaelan.com. And all my info and links to all my social media are on that site.
Wow. Thank you for that information. We have a caller that called in. Caller, state your name, please. Area code 214. Caller, area code 214. All right.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead and speak.
Now I can hear them.
Yeah.
Well, hello, my name is Sean Hill, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I apologize. I actually just joined in. I have no idea what you were, you know, what you guys are talking about. I met, you know, I was saw the post online about, you know, the conversation tonight. I just wanted to kind of listen in and see what you guys were talking about.
Okay,
thank you for calling in, Sean. Yeah, we're talking about music, and I'll be talking about a little bit about the music business, because I had the opportunity to be in there, you know, in the 20th century, the 1990s, the roaring 90s, and also now, the 21st century, and how it's changed.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to adding some value a little later.
All right. Thank you very much. We will continue. Who are your favorite artists, Ms. Elan, that inspires you?
Have you collapsed? That is a very, very great question. There's so many, but I love Billie Holiday. She's one of the first artists that I can remember actually listening to, you know, while washing dishes as a teenager in my mother's house. I mean, because Billie actually put her whole emotion into her interpretation and arrangement of a song. It could be the same song that many, many other jazz artists had sung before, but she put her stamp on it. You know, she wasn't trying to sound like anyone else. And then she had the courage in the midst of the lynching epidemic of African Americans in the 40s to write, co-write and record her song Strange Fruit. You know, so that's
Strange
a lot of courage.
That's my favorite song.
Yeah, she could have
Strange
been
Fruit.
Blackballed from making a living, you know.
I know.
But she
that
did
was,
it anyway.
Yeah. All right. So have you sung with any other groups, choirs, or any other artists that you collaborate with yet? Or is that coming later on in some other projects?
Well, I have written songs for different artists, you know, for a gospel artist named Kim, you know, who came out of New York, and I wrote a musical that was staged off Broadway, and as a matter of fact, I just uploaded to my YouTube channel and shared it. I'm uploaded straight to Facebook also, Amant La Comandela, with the passing a couple of weeks ago of the great Winnie Mandela. I said, you know what, I really need to get this out and document it, because it was very powerful. We had Reverend Al Sharpton was in the audience on opening night, the mayor at that time, David Dinkins, you know, a judge, federal judge Watson. It was just a lot of dignitaries who came out and supported us, and, you know, we played to full house every night, and I think it was the story was great, but the music, in my opinion, is what kept people coming and coming. So I hope your audience will check out that trailer that I do have posted on my Ari Alon page on Facebook.
All right. We have another caller, please. Area code 904, state your name, please.
Yes, my name is Greg. How you
Hello,
doing, Brenda?
Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Good. I just want to ask her that, was it difficult to break into the industry?
That's a great question. Great question. Well, it typically depends. And I always tell people, as I heard Oprah Winfrey say this one time, and it stuck with me. She defined luck as when preparation meets opportunity. And that's what I always tell people. You know, you have to stay ready. You have to prepare yourself and stay ready because you never know, you know, who you may meet. Mm-hmm. There may be only one person in the audience, but that may be the person that needs to hear and needs to see you to help you get to that next level. So my way of getting into the industry was first and foremost as an entertainment attorney representing different record companies, publishing companies, artists, people in theater, because I'm living out here in California now, but I lived in, you know, the city, New York City, for a while, which is big, you know, for theater. Some people who are able to just come out to L.A. or come out to New York and people are like, oh, they're an overnight sensation. No.
Yeah.
Even people like Beyonce, she cried when she didn't win that Star Search when she was young, you know, with the group. But through her support of her family and just believing in herself, she dusted herself off, picked herself up, and got back to work. So, you know, not for the faint of heart, but, you know, you have to believe in yourself and you got to keep on at it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all ladies have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
For calling in.
Okay. Well, bye-bye.
You are a motivational speaker, Ms. Elon. You still speak at women's conferences, legal conferences, college and university still?
Yes, I do. You know, as a matter of fact, and also at environmental events. I have another one coming up on May the 10th, you know, out here in California, because it's very important that African Americans and youth, young people, take a leadership role in it, because nothing else will matter if the people who are in charge, you know, just destroy our one home planet. We don't have a planet B, you know, we only have Earth. And that's one of the reasons I wrote my song and recorded it, Free Mama Earth, is because of the fact that I wanted to help raise more awareness and to raise funds. 100% of the funds from sales and downloads of Free Mama Earth are donated to the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation, which is headquartered in Santa Barbara, California.
All right. So if anybody's interested, how do they get that information on your website?
Yes, thank you. They can go to ariaelon.com, and that's spelled ariaelan.com.
All right. So we halfway into the show. We're going to play some more music. I am really liking
this. Sounds good to me.
I am digging this song called Hotter. Now, how did you come up with writing
that
song? How did you come up with that song, Hotter? There's got to be a story behind it.
You know what? That's another song that, you know, is like a social justice message, because I, you know, just like everybody else, you know, you hear about all of these things and you see it, but whatever I do, I like to put my signature, smooth, feel-good music sound to it, you know? I mean, so even if the lyrics are, you know, heavy, It's like,
yeah,
our violence must cease, increase the peace. You know, lost our sister. Lord, how long is her? You know, I mean, it's like all we have is each other. But then the music is bumping. You know, you can get up and...
So
that's how I like to roll.
Well, here we go, everyone. Stay tuned. Please call on the show at 657-383-0771. This is Brenna Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Stay tuned, you guys. Well, all right, everyone. That is hotter.
Yes, it's hot up here.
You got it going on, being hotter up in here. Oh, my goodness. I like that. That's smooth right there. That's smooth.
Thank you. Yeah.
So why don't you go ahead and give information on what social sites you're on so our audience can follow up with you.
All right. All of them, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all they have to do is put Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N, and I come right up.
All right. You hear that, everyone? And feel free to still call on the show. We still have a few minutes left. Call 657-383-0771. Now, I would like to ask you, are you still performing? Do you have any upcoming shows up there in Cali, or you're traveling?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we just got through doing Black History Month shows the whole month of February, and I have some links up on my website and social media those. And my next show is going to be on May 10th, and that's at the big climate change, climate action conference. So I'm going to be speaking as well as performing at that.
All
and
right.
I haven't put the link up for it yet, but I will be. That is May 10th, and it's right here in California. And
all
on my
right.
website, too, there is an event page right at the top where you can just click, and then, you know, all of my shows and dates will be on there.
Now, we're going to talk about a little bit more music, Ms. Elan. You have an album coming out summer 2018, and it's called Out.
Yes, O-U-T. And we've been working on that. This is a perfect time for me to give a shout out to my very talented producer, Mr. Carl Merritt. Woohoo! He is in New York. And I'm telling you, I mean, he's just such a, he's a genius, musical genius, and just such a very nice, kind person to work with. So we've been working for over 2 years on this project, and matter of fact, the title song, we do have that one out on, there's a lyric video that I have up on that song, O-U-T, and it's my, you know, signature, smooth, feel-good type of music, and, you know, people are just really responding to it. And on this new album, we have, you know, love songs, but at the same time, we're always going to have some social justice songs on there, too. So I'm really excited about it, and people will be able to download and stream those, you know, to help support me and encourage me in this. It will be on all of the sites, Spotify, Pandora, CD Baby, everywhere. So I'll have the links and everything on my social media and on my website.
All right. All right. Now, what is your ultimate desire, what you want the people to get out of your music? Now, you do a lot of uplifting, feel-good songs. So what is that ultimate desire you want the people to get out of your music?
That's a great question. And my ultimate desire is to uplift and inspire people through my music, because you know, I call the news the blues. You know, we're surrounded by all kinds of negativity and bad stories until, you know, it's just good to be able to have something that makes you feel good and to inspire you to do more and be more, you know, in your life, this beautiful gift that God has given us. And also through my music, you know, to be able to support nonprofit organizations, like I said, the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation. And then there's a song that's on my forthcoming album that's called No Homelessness. And 100% of the funds that we receive from that song will be donated to not these big organizations, but people who are right there on the ground. You know, Los Angeles out here where I live has the highest homeless population in the whole United States, and many of them are veterans. And the VA's response, you're not even going to believe this. This is their plan that they came up with, you know, on their West Los Angeles campus, which is, like, huge, to allow some, you know, they're starting off with, I think, what, it's not even 10, 7 veterans to park their cars in the parking lot overnight and sleep there. They're saying safe parking plan. It's just outrageous to me. But thankfully, there are religious organizations and nonprofits who day in and day out are helping people to get back on their feet, because so many are just one paycheck away from joining that crowd. You know, so
right,
it's a beautiful song. At the same time, you know, to be able to use my music to help people. I mean, you can hear it in my voice. I mean, it's just almost overwhelming to me. I'm very, very proud and happy, you know, to be able to do that.
So what accomplishments have you made since you've been in the music industry? You seem to have been in the music industry for a pretty good while. So what accomplishments have you achieved already?
Well, one, to me, one of my biggest accomplishments is the ability to help people, artists, to get their music heard and to be able, behind the scenes, you know, to help artists to not get ripped off, you know, in this industry. Because this is, like, a very hardcore, always has been, you know, the music industry is like no other. You know, there's no other industry where, even back in the day when everybody was going to Tower Records and Circuit City and people were actually buying music instead of renting it now, you know, like streaming. And artists aren't getting anything from that, you know, like a fraction of a penny. But what it does is it gives you that ability to feel like, okay, this person that I am representing, this artist or this independent record company or publishing company, whoever my client is, they're like David. The big companies are like Goliath. So if you do not have an experienced person, entertainment attorney, and somebody who's been in the business on your side, oh, you're just like a lamb going into the lion's den. You know, so I'm very, very happy that over the years I've been able to help a lot of people, and a lot of people have helped me too. So it goes both ways.
All right, so we're getting ready to play some more music. Tell me about this song titled Nobody Knows You. I know there's a story behind that.
Yeah, well, that's like a bluesy jazz song, and I wrote that one, Nobody Knows You When You're Blue, because it's just so true. I don't care who you are. You know, at some point in your life, if you live long enough, you are going to have the blues. Something is going to happen. You know, I don't care if your life looks perfect from the outside. You know, everybody goes through changes. So I wanted to write that song, you know, to just put it out there so people don't feel like they're the Lone Ranger.
All right, here's Nobody Knows You. We'll be right back, Miss Elan.
All right.
When you're blue, who can you call on when you're going through storms? Who's there for you
off. We're going to move on through the show. Mr. Elon, are you still with me?
I am.
All right. We need to talk about your book that's, that you got out called Missionary. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Oh, certainly. Thank you. Missionary is a historical fiction book that I wrote that goes back and forth from Charleston, South Carolina to Accra, Ghana. And it's all about, you know, what happens when a young African-American college student goes over to Accra, Ghana in Africa to become a missionary. So, and it just so happens that she's arriving right before, you know, like a coup, a revolution. So there's like excitement, love, history, a lot of it in there.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So where can we get this book at? Information on your website, or is it
yes,
online?
It is. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
If you go to my website, then there's a link where it can be purchased directly from there, or it's on Amazon.com. So if they
all
just
right.
put in missionary, then it will come right up.
All right, all right. So if you want to give a shout out to any supporters, you're more welcome to do so right now, or any other information you want to give. We still have a couple of songs to play, but I'll play it at the end of the show. You want to mention
again
about your upcoming performances or any other projects you got coming up you want to give information about out right now?
Yes, thank you. I will have in the upcoming months, we're going to have a show on my YouTube channel that's going to be called Ask Aria, A-S-K-A-R-I-A, and it's going to be where I'm going to be hosting and people can ask me questions like the caller, Greg, who called in, you know,
yeah.
about the music business. You
yeah.
know, there's just a lot of information that is just very valuable, you know, that
yes.
people need to know. There's so many of us who want to be in the entertainment business but really don't know. And I just know that a lot of young people have been able to change their whole lives, you know, with the music. You got to, like, two generations now of people in the hip-hop business. Everybody said that it was going to be a fad, you know, but we know
yeah.
that wasn't true, you know. It
yeah.
brought a lot of people up. So that's going to be Ask Aria, and then I'll also be releasing ebooks, you know, and it's going to be about just very short things on each of them on one subject, dealing with the entertainment industry on the business end, how you can make your money and how you can keep your money.
Right,
and
right.
I'm going to go now to the shout outs, and I don't want the hook on Apollo. So, you know, I'm saying people, if I'm leaving you out, you know, blame it on my mind, not my heart. But I've already said, you know, like my rock, my co-creator, my producer, Carl Merritt. And I want to give a shout out to Fred Mosby, who, you know, the photos that you've been showing, he's not only my photographer, he's a videographer. He shot the Hotter video, Smile video, My Heart video. And also to Glenn Watkins and to Leroy DaCosta. They have just been right there with me from the start, friends that I've had for years and years, and it's just so wonderful to have people to encourage you, you know, who are always there for you. And I thank God for them. To my niece, Rashida McCarley, you know, she's in New York. She was in the fashion industry for years, and, you know, she's definitely helped me so much because, you know, with the stylist, I mean, it's just very crucial, you know, to have people who are in the field. And Jeremy Vargas, who's the photographer and videographer, he went with me when I toured different bases. I have a lot of veterans in my family, and I went on tour to several military bases, Air Force, Navy bases, and sang and did book signings. And he also edited the Amantlikan Mandela, the actual theatrical piece, edited down, and that's a lot of work. So I really thank them. And first and foremost, you know, I thank God from whom all blessings flow. You know, I really have lived a blessed life. And one other, I can't forget James Chambers, who is my website designer and also business partner. We're starting a new company called OTM, One Track Mind, and that is for hip-hop and, you know, hip-hop-inspired R&B. You know, so definitely, I love all of y'all.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you, Ms. Alon. So here's the last question of the show. Our showcase is about to end. What are your words of wisdom? Do you have any advice you want to give to those? I'm quite sure you want to give advice about the music industry or any other message you want to pass along. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I want to let you know that it has just been a pleasure being on your show. You know, you are a wonderful interviewer, and you just made me feel very comfortable from the very beginning. So I definitely want to thank you. And
you're welcome.
What I always tell people, no matter where I'm speaking, is I have the ABCs of success that were given to me by my dear parents, who are with the ancestors now. But they always told us A stands for always be kind, B stands for believe in yourself, and C, always have the courage to change your situation.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, this was an inspiring show. It got me all shriveled up here a little bit. Thank you for participating on the show. I want you to come back on that new music. Hopefully later this summer.
You're going to be one of the first people to get it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. I had so much fun tonight. I will play the last song for this evening. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio with Miss Aria Elon. Did I pronounce that correct?
Aria.
Aria Elon.
Yes. Aria Elon. ARIAELAN.com.
You have to excuse me. I meet so many people all the time, so many musicians, singers, songwriters, and their names get me real caught up in language.
No worries.
But I'll be following you for dear life, all your conferences, your book signings. One day I will come down there to California. I'm going to be looking for you in one of those conference meetings, or wherever you are. You're all over the
place.
And
you just let me know, because you will be my guest.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Let's do it. And thank you. Thank you, and you have a blessed evening. I will play the song together.
Same.
I will play the song together. And
one of my favorites.
All right. So you have a blessed evening. I will get back with you, and thank you very much. Thank you, everyone,
for tuning in.
This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Feel free to tune in to jazzonthebayou.com, 24 hours a day internet radio, the source for smooth and jazzy jazz. New jazz artists, send us your music in MP3 format to globalinternetradio@gmail.com. We don't just say it, we play it, and we do interviews. So that's Let's Jazz It Up with Lady Diva, Sundays from 10 p.m. to midnight. feel free to sit back and chill back and listen to some jazzy jams tonight with me. And thank you all my fans. I love you guys. Thank you for your support. Everybody have a blessed evening. This is Brenda Moss signing out.
This we two together. Ooh, I like it in the morning. You like it in the nighttime, and that's fine. Long as we're together, yeah. Strolling on the boardwalk, no small talk. After all we've been through. Your man.